it really isn't a train, although there is a train going through right now. We just received an alert that there's going to maybe be a severe storm in the next 45 minutes filled with thunder and lightning. So I'm just mentioning that in case you are wondering what the sounds are here. Okay, happy Sunday to all. And I want to thank Lynn Johnson for that wonderful reading from NTI Ephesians chapter 6 and how perfect. Book is the perfect place. In fact, when Karen Ann reads later, she'll be reading from NTI John chapter 21, the final chapter in John. And that came from just opening up the book. It said, read this, and when you hear it, you'll understand why. It's the Holy Spirit speaking directly to us. The Holy Spirit speaking directly to us through Regina. And of course, if you're looking for Regina, we all probably know, or if you don't know, she's away on a much-deserved vacation. Well, well-deserved vacation. She really works hard. As a matter of fact, you know, a lot of people think that I do some work here because I seem to always be here, but the undertaking of creating Awakening Together is really a monumental task, and I must say immediately that she was given a wonderful team that came as part of the staff, and they keep growing and they keep sharing, and everything that happens here comes from that wonderful coordination. You know from A Course in Miracles that salvation is a collaborative venture, and I tell you that this is certainly a collaborative venture for sure. Okay, this is of course our Sunday morning Awakening Together service, and the first thing that we do usually is a meet and greet. Same thing if you were in a physical assembly, you would be asked to kind of turn to the people next to you and give them a big hug and a big welcome. And what we do here is we either you know, say where we're from, what's in our heart, something that you brought here that you want to share with everybody. So we're going to give a few minutes to that. And I think it's also time for Lynn, who is our music director, to be playing some music during this time. So why don't we take this next few minutes to kind of share, maybe say something to somebody you don't know. Maybe somebody that you say, well, I never saw that person before, but let me just send them a big hello and shout out and thanking them for being here. Okay, the mic is now open to Lynn for music, and please use this next few minutes to share, meet, and greet all that are here. Thank you.
La 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 la
All right. Thank you so much, Lynn. And, you know, Lynn's, I'll use the word, so talented in so many ways. And now you just heard her singing a little while ago. And she, you know, she was here last night. I was listening to Lynn talking about the purpose of this room. And she's, like, so clear. And there's no accident. She's going to be really taking over this room on a regular basis starting in January. No accident at all. No one is more perfect or equipped to be taking over the 7 days a week here. She's in charge of the admins who are here. And as long as I'm on that, I'm going to just mention a few announcements. If you'd like to be an admin, there is a schedule. There are a number of openings. If you'd like to be an admin, just contact Lynn. She knows the schedule. And we usually say if you can make it 4 hours. If you want to make it 2, that's up to you. But 4 is really what probably is something that would work best for you as well as work best for all. It really gives you a real feeling and experience of what it is to actually be here for the guest teachers that come, and each guest teacher is really here not to teach anything. If anyone ever thinks that being a teacher has something to do with teaching anything, please, that is the world's idea of teaching. As the Course in Miracles says in the introduction to the teacher's manual, the fundamental purpose for teaching is to diminish our own self-doubt. And I can only tell you that the guest teachers that have come here over the many years, some of them you know really well. I've been here 8, 9, sometimes 10 years. That basically have really strengthened the truth of who they are. And that is the purpose of this room, to develop trust in our one true self. You find that up in the banner. That is our purpose. So it's not about teaching. It's about remembering the truth of what we are. I mentioned, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, there was something on television called the Unforgettable. And they said, you know, we forget in order to survive. We must remember in order to heal. So in teaching, we are remembering the truth of what we are. That's the purpose for teaching. So not only are we looking for admins, if you'd like to be a guest teacher, we have many openings here, many openings. That basically is a way that allows you to become someone who says, you know, I'm not only here to maybe get or listen to others, but as a matter of fact, I'm really here to step back and let the Holy Spirit in me, my true self, our one self, speak to me and through me, my significant voice, my significant other, to let the heart of God literally speak to me and through me. And it's that willingness that allows us to heal. I guess those are the... I have one more announcement. Happily and gladly, I've been honored to head up the newsletter for Awakening Together. And we do have a staff already who has said that they are willing to be on staff. It's a newsletter that's going to be of the members, by the members, for the members. And if you have any creative skills, writing skills, or you want to just be part of the newsletter, just get in touch with me. I just want to thank everyone who has already said yes. It's not going to be a newsletter that comes out on a timely deadline. Now, as a matter of fact, I said to Regina, I wouldn't really want to head up that kind of a newsletter. It's going to come out when, as a matter of fact, it's a lifeline. When we have that which is ready to be printed, we'll send it out. So if you'd like to be a part of that creative staff, just please contact me. Okay. We also talk at this moment about purpose, the purpose of awakening together. And if you haven't seen the purpose and values, maybe Lynn would just put that link up for us. And very quickly, if you look at the page where it says our purpose, I'm going to read it so you don't have to go there, but Lynn will put the link up. We are an assembly of equals joined in common purpose, awakening to one true self within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, many symbols, and we seek to discern one truth and to rest in its embrace. Now, given how the world looks, where we always seem to think that we can find one thing that everybody can agree on, like universal theology that everybody can say, oh yes, I agree with that. Awakening Together recognizes that you can't be joined in anything but purpose. Purpose, which is of mind, and we are of one mind, one heart, and when we are open, we recognize that we all share that same purpose. And it doesn't matter whether you ever heard of any of these paths, whether it's NTI, A Course of Miracles, A Course of Love, A Way of Mastery, or you never heard of anything, you never even heard of Buddhism or Hinduism or anything, we're all here literally sharing that one purpose to remember the truth of what we are, our one true self. So that's something that I'd like to just start off with. And then to just mention one of our five core values. Our core values, which is on that same page, the same link that Lynn put up. And the one I'm looking at is number four. We affirm one true self as the only truth. We live this value by embracing what is helpful on the path of awakening without idolizing any spiritual doctrine as truth. And when I read that this morning, I was taking a look at which core value do I want to speak about. What came up for me, and I'll just post it over here so everybody can actually see it. What came up for me is that wonderful story that when I first heard it some 30 years ago, I said, my goodness gracious, and the story was a story of Bill Tedford, and some of you, of course, heard this story, and then please be patient with me. If you never heard the story, it happens to be a wonderful way of looking at where any true teaching will take you. And A Course in Miracles for me is a true teaching. But you don't idolize the teaching. The teaching just takes us. Okay. Is this better? The teaching takes us to a place where we can remember the truth. The teaching itself is not the truth, but it allows us to see clearly. And the story goes that of the original pioneers, people that headed with the original students and teachers of A Course in Miracles, and that included Dr. Jerry Jampolsky, Bill Scotch, Robert Scotch, Bill Tedford, Judy Scotch, maybe all the people that used to gather in Marin County once a week, just like groups now gather. And they were in the kind of the back of the textbook, and you know, where seems to be a philosophical way of looking at things, and they couldn't agree on what he was saying. And one side of the room said, well, this seems to be what he's saying, and the other side of the room said, no, you know, you're wrong, we're right, this is what he's saying. And each gave their opinion, their contemplation on what it was. And then finally, somebody turned to Bill, who was very quiet, Bill Tedford, and said, Bill, what do you have to say? After all, you were there, and you're very quiet. And Bill was quiet for another minute or so, and then he finally said, you know, I'd rather tear this page right out of the book than to use anything to separate the equal sons of God, to separate the equal sons of God. So, in those words, we recognize that it's never the teaching, nothing to ever idolize. It's to remember the truth of our oneness, that we come from one source. We never really left that one source. Oh, yes, we may be all over the map right now, meaning that we may be on our own separate path, and of course you will be on your own separate path, because as it says in A Course in Miracles, there is a different curriculum for every teacher of God. So we all have like a nav system which we all now use in our daily life. We're going to get from one place to another. But I assure you that the nav system that you have, the Holy Spirit that speaks to you and through you, is speaking to you knowing where you are, and gently giving you the way home. If I am willing to listen to the Word of God, to the voice for God, the voice for love, the Holy Spirit, who speaks so gently and so loving, which kind of leads me right up to turning this mic over to Karen Ann, who will be reading from NTI John chapter 21, and you're going to be hearing the rest of this story that Bill Tedford started 30 years ago. Turning this mic over to you. Thank you so much, Karen Ann.
Thank you, Dove. NTI John chapter 21. When you are ready to listen to me and trust me fully in all matters and all things, the time will come that you will experience that which you did not expect. This will be a time of celebration, for your eyes will be opened and you will be fully immersed within the Spirit. The light shall be one with you, and you shall be one with the light. And you will not ask, how is it that this happened? For you will know it is your truth, and you are now seeing it, because it is so. When you have given yourself fully to the Spirit shall be fully within you. This is not a change at all, for this is as it has always been, but in your sleep you do not know. So the realization of your truth is but an awakening from a sleep in which you thought one thing was true when it was not. In your awakening, you will not be tested. For all that I give freely for you to accept. But you may seem to be tested before you have awakened fully. Know these tests do not come from me. It is the ego tempting you to hold on to the world. Let these temptations go and follow me. I will give you something to do that is the mission of heaven and great joy within the world. This will be your path to awakening, each path unique, and yet each path the same, because each path serves the purpose of leading the world of illusion for the truth of which we are. The light is in all men, and all men are the light. All men shall be known by their light, because the light is their truth. And all men know their truth and will follow it. Amen.
All right. Thank you so much, Karen Ann. And I just want to say again that the reading, John 21, the last chapter in John, came to me literally by just opening up the book, and the first sentence just spoke to me so clearly. I said, oh, this is certainly what I want to use for the Sunday morning service. So thank you so much, Karen Ann. Okay, Deb Gary has asked if she can give a testimony, And yes, Dev Gary, I'm going to turn this mic over to you.
Okay, thank you so much, Dev. I got a private message from someone asking me if I was goading you, you know, being my old sarcastic self, and I wanted to, you know, like, tell the congregation that forgiveness has happened between me and Dove. It's a miracle because I could not stop judging without Jesus' help. And my testimony is, don't ever stop asking. Never stop asking. I have never stopped asking. And despite all of my mistakes, the way that I chose to act out and be vicious and, you know, trying to put a division between Dove and me, it's been, you know, I may not have the exact correct words to say it, but it's been done for me. That might be the best words to say, because Jesus, you know, intervened. And because I've been asking, I've been saying, how shall I see my brother? And I wasn't just talking about Dove. I was asking Jesus, how shall I see my brother? And see, I had thought that because of what had seemed to transpire between me and Dove, that I could not speak to him because I thought, we can't hear each other. You know, we're not hearing each other. And after this past week, which actually I'm not completely clear on, I just know that Jesus came to me and was talking to me and telling me, you know, I mean, see, I haven't been able to, you know, listen or take instruction from anyone. And everybody knows that. Everybody that knows me knows that. But see, I take instruction from Jesus, and he came and said, I'm just going to say what he said, okay? Because I think it's probably because he came to me and said this and showed me that it's possible that when Dove and I talked on the phone yesterday for 30 minutes, I did not experience a single judgment. And for that, between me and Dove, who I thought I would never be able to speak to again, is nothing short of a miracle. I could hear him. And I knew in my heart he has never not followed guidance. But at the same time, what I was going to say was that I think we all follow guidance. Okay? When I said, how shall I see my brother, Jesus said, you know, hang on to your seats when I say this, because I went ahead and wrote it, but then I took it off, but that's okay that I took it off. He said, see him as awake, exactly as you are. And then he went on to say, and I kind of wish I would have kept it, because I didn't write it down, I posted it on Facebook and then I took it off, but he said, one day, oh, I know what it was, he said, when he was talking to me, he said, whenever you are speaking to a brother, it's me speaking to a brother. And he said, when a brother is speaking to you, it's me speaking to you. And he said, one day you will know that you are safe with every brother. And for me to be able to hear and receive that and not go off into a crazy rage of fear, you know, and guilt is a miracle. Okay, it's a miracle, but I never did stop asking. I never stopped asking. And I gave as much willingness as I could. It's just that simple thing of, because what it feels like is that willingness turns into faith, and then faith can turn into trust. And it does if I let Jesus guide me. Because, see, today I can say, I trust Dove, who is one with me. I mean, who would ever have thought I could say those words and mean them from my heart? You know? So that's my testimony, probably a little bit longer than I had intended for it to be, because I know we don't have a long service. But it just feels so good to be in church. I used to love church, even though I'm, you know, I won't, this is my church. No, you know, no dogma church. The church of no dogma. Anyway, thank you so much. I'm dropping the mic now. Appreciate it, Doug. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Deb Gowrie. And certainly nothing is more powerful than witnessing and giving testimony to listening to the voice for love, the voice for God, which goes perfectly with what Karen Ann was reading from John 21. And I would heartily recommend and urge, if you have the NTI book, to take a look at John 21. It's the last chapter in John, and Karen Ann, of course, read it for us. And it kind of leads me right into really what Deb Gowrie was saying. There's two thoughts that Deb Gowrie brought up for all of us. So I'm gonna mention those two thoughts. This morning, Dennis Gaither, and some of you may know Dennis Gaither. He is an ordained ministerial counselor from Pathways. Yes, you do know Dennis. Yes, he was in Chicago, right. He posted on Open Minds, which is our Facebook group, by reputation. Yes, Dennis is a wonderful teacher. I was talking to John Mundy about Dennis. He posted, live in such a way that those who know you but don't know God will come to know God because they know you. And when Deb Gowrie mentioned that whenever you speak to a brother, it is I speaking through you to a brother, and when a brother speaks to you, it is I speaking to you. So even though we have two different interpreters, and that's really what the voice for God is, it interprets for God. And there's another interpreter that has no idea what God is, but does want to be right. Does think it already knows, thinks that it is significant, thinks that it knows what everything means. And if we listen to that one, we're certainly going to be tempted to go astray again and again and again, because it doesn't really know the way. Regina Dawn Akers, about 3-4 years ago, came up with this particular quote, which Lynn Johnson shared during her sharing this morning. Thank you so much, Lynn. And I have come to know that this is what's so in the world. This is my own experience, that everything you see in this world, even though it's interpreted by the ego to actually be in conflict, because the ego is in conflict. The ego is the embodiment of our denial of truth. So if you're in denial of truth, you are in conflict with yourself. For there is only one truth and only the truth. This truth is nothing else is true. But if we're listening to something that is not true, and we think it means something, we give significance to it, we won't see how perfect this world really is, how perfect the world really is when seen through the eyes of love. So some of you know the story. It was at a time there seemed to be attack, defense, between some of the teachers of our community, and she said to Holy Spirit, is attack possible? And Holy Spirit said, no, attack is not possible. She said, well, then what am I looking at if all I'm seeing is somebody saying something against somebody and somebody defending it and going back and forth, attack, defense? He says, wait a minute. He says, what you're looking at is love. He says, love? What do you mean by love? And this is what I see when you hear Dove say, all perfect, always, that you gotta laugh. Because once you see it, you're going to recognize that everything really is perfect exactly the way it is. And whatever it seems to be happening is exactly what Deb Gary was just sharing, is Jesus or Spirit speaking to Spirit, through Spirit, what Spirit requests. So we've all come here to learn the lessons that we have asked for, and we have received exactly as we have asked for it. So I need not deny this is true, but to accept that I have been wrong in the past, acknowledge that you are mistaken, and all effects of your mistakes will disappear. It's just, who is my interpreter? Who is it that I'm listening to? And I'm going to go through the two prayers that most of you are very, very familiar with. Well, one is a little bit more popular than the other, but as soon as I tell you the other, they actually both say the same thing. So most people who come here and start teaching may use, and there are teachers like Gary Renard, no matter where he goes in the world, this is the prayer he uses. Benny Silverman, who has gone around the world a few times with the Course in Miracles, uses the same prayer. And Melinda uses the same prayer. And we're very happy to say that Susan Braverman is coming back on Saturday afternoons, and she sings this prayer. And it goes like this. I'm here only to be truly helpful. I'm here to represent Him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because He who sent me will direct me. He who sent me will direct me. So I'm not really the doer. If I think I'm the doer, I'm listening to this voice that says, well, I want to take some credit here. There is no credit here. You're not the doer. You are the messenger. Oh, yes, and sometimes it's a reluctant messenger. I'm thinking of Carrie Triffett, whose first book, Long Time No See, the diary of a reluctant messenger. But basically, you know, we say, who, me? I'm a messenger of God? Yes. We are all ministers and messengers of God. You're either a messenger of God or you're a messenger of the belief that you're all alone and that you haven't been given anything and you have to get something. And as long as I believe that, I'm going to think that I lack what others have. And there's no way out of that trap. There is no way out of that trap. And at one point in the Song of Prayer, section 3, Jesus actually calls it healing to separate. That you think you're doing something when you come and get from another something that you think that you don't have. And Jesus actually says, how can that be? How can it be that you can remember that you are the equal Son of God, and that you already have everything by starting out by being unequal? That's impossible. You are practicing the belief in separation. So that's why the call of this room, whether it's called ACM Gather or Awakening Together, is for all to begin to recognize that we are cause and responsible for our own healing. As Jesus says really very clearly, He says, I'll tell you what to do, even tell you how to do it. I'll even give you a book on how to do it. It's called The Manual for Teachers. But please don't ask me to do it for you. I can't. I would be intervening with the most fundamental law of the universe. Cause and effect. Cause and effect. So, yes, I am the perfect holy Son of God himself, and there's nothing that the perfect holy Son of God cannot do. And it's not that we're asked to do anything that really means anything. We're just asked to step back and let him lead the way. And that's what the rest of this prayer is saying. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because he who sent me will direct me. And I'm content to be wherever he wishes, knowing he goes there with me. So I'm not going alone. And for those people who are familiar with how this prayer came to be, one day Bill Tedford had to give a talk, I think over in Princeton, over in New Jersey, to a group of colleagues. And if you know Bill Tedford's demeanor, he was kind of shy, always kind of worried a little how others, his peers, would judge him. So he really wasn't looking forward to this. And Jesus said to Helen, "Helen, give this to Bill to say before he goes to talk to his colleagues, and he'll be okay." And that's how this prayer came into being. The other prayer, which I actually used for literally 27 years as my daily mantra, which really says the same thing, and if you're not familiar with it, as soon as I start, well, first of all, I'll tell you where it is. It's called The Final Lesson. It's lesson 365. It's the final part of the lesson. It's actually five lessons in a row, lessons 361 to 365, and this is what he says. This is what I used to say, and I must admit I used to just use it at first when I really needed it, when I thought I needed a lot of help. That's the lightning and thunder says, yes, Dub, you sure did need a lot of help in those days. You still do. So, so I would wait until I got in the shower, and I would say this prayer for sure. It says, this holy instant would I give to you. Be you in charge, for I would follow you, certain that your direction gives me peace. Certain that your direction gives me peace. Now, what I like about this is he tells you right up front that we're not here to get anything. We're not here to know anything. We're not here to learn anything. We're here to remember that the goal of this course is peace. And there's only one reason why the goal of this course is peace, and that is peace is the condition of the kingdom. Peace is the key to the kingdom. You cannot enter the kingdom. You cannot be one with the Father until you let go of everything except the one thing you could never let go of, and that is the peace of God. And that's why it says in lesson 185 and 205, it says, the one thing that I want, I don't want anything else, is the peace of God. Because the peace of God is the key to the kingdom, and it has one condition. Peace has a condition itself. Does anyone know what the condition of peace is? Yes, Melinda, yes. Equality. Yes, Deborah, equality. Yes. You cannot know the peace of God until you remember that you are the equal, perfect child of God. Because while you are unequal, inequality breeds conflict. Inequality comes from a conflicted mind, a mind that doesn't know itself, a mind that is split. Talking about split, that was a nice clap of thunder. But what God has created as one cannot be split by thunder, lightning, or anything. Earthquake, nothing can actually divide and conquer and split the equal sons of God. There is no gap. There is no gap. There never was. We are one, and that is the truth. Wow, what sound effects. I'm going to continue with this prayer, lesson 364 and 365, and here is the part that you actually love. If I need a word, if I need a word to help me, he will give it to me. If I need a thought, that he will also give. And if I need but stillness and a tranquil, open mind, these are the gifts that I will receive of him. He is in charge by my request. He is in charge by my request. That's where you take responsibility. That's what cause is all about. I choose to listen to the voice for God, not to the voice that makes it all up, a voice that thinks it can give meaning to the meaningless, give significance to the insignificant. I'm going to mention that in my closing minutes here. But I'm going to finally close this prayer out, lesson 361 to 365, a prayer that I use as my mantra prayer for 27 years, right up to 2004. And by the way, you might say, why don't I keep using that? I shifted over to lesson 25, by the way, which is, I do not know what anything is for. I found that was perfect for where I was, because in those days I still thought that I knew what everything was for. And lesson 25 really humbles you completely. I do not know what anything is for. I didn't want to know what anything is for. The first three words of lesson 25 is purpose is meaning. Purpose is meaning. And that really says what it is that we're all joined in. We're all joined in the same purpose. It doesn't matter what path you're on. It doesn't matter what theology you started with. It doesn't matter where you think you are now. We're all coming home together. We're all walking home together. We're coming maybe from different directions. We all started in the same place at one source. We're all returning to one source. Whenever he says, come home, he's also saying, wake up. Wake up to remember the truth that you are home. You can only remember the truth that you are home when you actually remember that you never really left, that you never really came here except in a dream, literally, in which you thought you could be something different, something special. And that, of course, was the beginning of sacrifice. And sacrifice remains the one idea behind all the world's ills, pains, and suffering. And sacrifice cannot really be at all, because in truth, you really can't change yourself. We cannot change ourselves. We cannot be more special, more different. As a matter of fact, the word more, Jesus points out in the Course in Miracles, is the idea of the Antichrist. So it says, if I need a word to help me, he'll give it to me. If I need a thought, that will he also give. If I need but stillness and a tranquil, open mind, these are the gifts I will receive of him. He's in charge by my request, and he will hear and answer me, because he speaks for God, my Father, and his Holy Son. I'd like to just tell a little story, which some of you have already heard. I wasn't sure if I was going to mention the story this morning, but when Jay was sharing this morning, Jay McCormick was right here, he actually used the exact same story. So I said, wait a minute, this is the Holy Spirit speaking to me for sure. So I'm going to share that story. Thanks to Melinda, I watched The Life of Pi, which I must confess I probably wouldn't have watched, except that the question was asked on Facebook, can anyone recommend some really good movies? And everybody recommended movies, and Melinda only recommended one, The Life of Pi. And she says, I said, well, if Melinda's recommending it as the one movie, I got to watch it. And would you believe, like, the next evening, it was showing it on HBO, of course. And I walked in the middle of the movie because Suzanne was watching it, and I was here, over here at Gava. So I watched the movie, and I did happen to see, although I did go back to watch the whole movie because Suzanne said I missed the best part of the movie, so I went back and watched the whole thing. But the one thing that stuck out for me is the one thing that stuck out for Jay, literally. And I saw something else in it. He says, you know, when he's talking, when he's an adult and he's talking to this younger writer who's trying to make sense out of the whole thing, trying to give meaning, he says, well, there's so much here. He says, you know, but what does it all mean? And I was not only listening to the English, which was part of the, which is what was being spoken, but they also had subtitles, and the subtitles, I believe, were in French. And Melinda confirmed that there was, because when he used the word meaning, I was listening to Pi and he used the word meaning, I looked at the subtitle, it didn't use the word meaning, it used the word significant, significance. And I realized that the root of meaning is significant or significance. So when lesson number one, which most of you know is, I say, is the entire Course in Miracles, you can find it all in lesson number one. Nothing that I see here means anything. Using the French, it would say nothing here is significant. It's insignificant. And of course, lesson number two, in case you need it, he says, if you think it's significant, if you think it has meaning, then just remember, you're the one that's giving all the significance to it. And I was contemplating on that, on significance and insignificance. And of course, the ego will make everything significant when it's insignificant, giving meaning to the meaningless. And all of a sudden, I saw that the word significance also has the word sign in it, S-I-G-N. And the ego is always pointing to signs. Oh, look at this and look at that, and this augurs well, and this augurs not well, this is good, this is bad, this is right, this is wrong. And if you're doing any of these courses, you know that none of this is about right and wrong. None of it. This is going beyond the mind, beyond the mind. The voice beyond the mind is our other voice, our significant other, our significant other. And that is our significant other. You gotta laugh, really, you gotta laugh. Okay, yeah, you gotta laugh. Yes, we all have a significant other. It's the remembrance of our significant other. The word other, of course, Brent Haskell, those of you who know Brent Haskell, he came out with two books. One was The Companion, which Yeshua gave to him, scribed by Brent Haskell. We all know Brent Haskell, scribe of Journey Beyond Words, companion to the workbook. And then he came out with another book called which was companion to the text, called The Other Voice. And I always wondered why he called it The Other Voice, because after all, you know, why is it The Other Voice? Because we think that our voice, the voice that speaks to us, which is so significant, is really not our voice. And if you're listening to to Karen Ann earlier, when she was reading from NTI John chapter 21. This is our true voice. He says, when you listen only to me and you trust only in me, you will see something sensational and spectacular that you could never ever expect. And for me, when I look out in the world, I do see a sea of synchronicity, almost like the waves on an ocean. Almost like the waves on an ocean, you see them all lining up perfectly in synchronicity. But they're just the waves, they're just the surface of the ocean. When you listen to the voice of God, you actually go deep, dive deep into the ocean where all is still. There's those wonderful two lines that follow lesson 189, paragraph 7, which everybody quotes, you know, simply do this, be still, do not hold on to anything, let it all go, forget this world, forget this course, and come with holy, empty hands into your God. But the first two lines in paragraph 8 that are literally spectacular, because the nothing that the ego could ever tell you could ever expect these two lines to be said. It says, don't you think he knows the way to you? Why do you think you have to learn the way to him? Wow. So to develop trust in our one true self is to recognize, literally to recognize that all is given to us. All is given to us. We never have to learn anything, get anything. It's all given to us when I am willing to share it. And as Jesus says, redemption is recognized only by sharing it. Only by sharing it. Thank you all for listening. Thanks to the Holy Spirit for all the sound effects. We never really know what anything is for, and that is the truth. All I can say is it has been a beautiful, perfect morning. Thank you all. And I'm going to turn this mic. I think it's time to turn this mic over to you, Len, for some music. It's also time for some contemplation. We're going to be sharing after it, maybe something you heard here this morning. Bring something up for you. We're going to have about 5 minutes of music. It's also a time in which you can be responsible. There's two or three ways of being responsible. One is, of course, to become a teacher of God, to share what it is that is given to you with all your brothers and sisters. One is to become an admin. And right now, if you would like to, and recognize that your contribution means a lot to Awakening Together as we are building this assembly together. It's a time in which Lynn will also put up a link where you can make a donation to Awakening Together. Thank you all who have already donated, and some are donating on a regular weekly basis. Thanking everyone for all, for just even being here. Right here, right now, turning this mic over to you, Len, and then following that, we'll have sharing by anyone who would like to share anything that's in your mind and in your heart. Len, the mic is all yours.
All right, thank you, Dove. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that lovely music. Thank you so much, Lynn. And thanks all for your willingness to just be here and maybe contemplate what you heard. This is a time for sharing. We have a good 20 minutes to do that. So I'm going to turn this mic over to anyone who would like to share. That basically, maybe something came up for you during the service, maybe something that you brought with you to a service, something you heard that maybe have any thoughts on, questions. So just raise your hand. This is a good time to witness, give testimony, or share anything that is in your mind and on your mind and in your heart. Thank you so much. So the mic is now open. You can just raise your hand or just take the mic. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Let's see. This is what, this kind of came out of sharing the lesson this morning and then reading, it just came out of a lot of things. But, and it's so related to this, you know, I don't know anything. Because when you're in that place, and what the one sentence that stuck out in John Mundy's book is, you cannot be projecting. You can't have projection and be receptive at the same time. And so, like what you were talking about, Deb, you know, you in order to like receive, you have to empty. You know, it may take time, it may take asking over and over again, it may take, it's just, you have to empty all that meaning out. And we're so used to thinking that, oh, we gotta give. But, you know, and then another thing, you know, Deb said to me when I first started coming here is love doesn't have to reach out, you know. Love is receptive, you know, we have to receive. And so in order to receive in the heart, you know, we have to empty all that stuff we think we know and all the, and that's such a different state or, it's a real contrast. It's such a lovely, lovely place. You have to let God give to you. You know, you have to receive. You have to be open for that. You have to be open. Anyway, yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Melinda, because you kind of reminded me that listening to the voice for love, the voice for God, is the equalizer. When we said what is the key to the kingdom is peace, and what is the only condition peace has, it's equality. But you cannot find equality in this world. You cannot get anything. You go to every conference, go through every book, meditate all day and all night. Equality does not come from anything in this world. Equality comes from listening to the voice for God, the voice for love. All is given to us. And that's exactly what Karen... Hi, Jay. See your hand is up. Go ahead, Jay. The mic is yours.
Well, it's like on that point about equality and how it doesn't come from this world is that only in truth do we join. Bodies cannot join, and then, you know, through our ideas and our concepts and our beliefs, we can never really join. And I just love that thought, how it's never from this world that we put forth anything, you know, that's joinable. I just think that's beautiful. It's only from God to us, through us, and we just lovingly surrender and trust. That's it.
So, good morning, everybody, and thank you, Jay and Deb and everybody, Dove. I love this. I remembered this morning when I woke up, I've been away for a few weeks, that this was happening, and I was really glad because I really needed to hear this and be with everyone, and it was like coming home to my family. And what really stuck out for me today was besides the thunder crashes, was when Deb shared her awakening to the fact that he stands in light. And that's one of the things I took away from Choose Again, is whenever I don't see a brother standing in light, it's time to look within and find the false belief. And for me, I also had an awakening and a realization, and because of the asking, the continuous asking and the willingness to see all my brothers standing in light, not to hold one out, but to see everyone standing in light, and to have this recognition and a deep, deep sense that everyone is myself. And so what happened was it went from the head into the heart, and something that Dove said about when you get to that place, when you actually see it, then, you know, you have to laugh. So anyway, that's where I'm at and what I've received today in this beautiful, beautiful service. And I do plan on coming back. I need just a few weeks to really integrate everything, because reentry into the so-called real world has been really interesting after being in Costa Rica for a few weeks. So, anyway, I love you guys a lot. Save my spots. I'll be back. And thank you very much. I love you all so, so very, very much. And I'm letting go the mic.
All right, yeah, Dove, thank you. I'm just so overwhelmed by, I just can't even think to say this, but when Regina first came up with this, you know, we're going to start this awakening together thing, I went along and I said, yeah, I want to be a part of that, because I wanted to keep gather. I wanted to keep us together here in this home and in this family, in this place where we share our hearts. And I had no idea that what was really going to be happening was we were going to be gathering everyone together in this awakening, and that the thing that was going to come out of it was going to be one of the most spectacular things I've ever been involved in. And so I just want to express to everyone here how grateful I am for your love and your participation, and the joy that comes, the people who have been joining and coming, that, you know, I don't know would have ever been here, or we would ever have known, maybe in this lifetime. This is such an incredible tool for our accelerated heart opening, joining, and I just want to thank you all for this. You know, everything that's been happening to me has been just the most amazing acceleration. This is just, it's a miracle, an absolute and total miracle. So thank you all for your Christ being, for being here with us, and thank you, Dove, for having this room, and thank you everyone who comes here and everyone who listens on the radio. I've seen the attendance on the radio just escalating tremendously. You know, it's all because of this intention to be only love, and to listen to our heart, to take what comes into our mind into our heart. And this is just the most amazing thing. I probably said amazing 15 times now. But I'm so grateful. That's all I can say. I'm just so grateful. And so I'm giving back the mic.
Okay, and we're so grateful for you, Linda. You're going to be taking over and actually running this room literally 7 days a week and seven nights too. Those people who are not aware, we now have Reverend Stills on from midnight to 4, and that's going to be Sunday night through Friday night. We're not doing Saturday night because we want people to be able to get some sleep and be here for Sunday morning. But he's now on from 12 to 4, and that is a major change in the way this room is. And for me, it's actually saying, let me change the settings. For me, it's actually saying that this is really not our doing. The Holy Spirit is so involved in everything here. I've always said that I have nothing to do with this room, that the Holy Spirit is in charge, and I know that is true. Oh, yes, I keep the schedule. Someone has to keep the schedule. But other than that, I know that everything that happens here really happens through the hands of God, through literally the voice of God, the voice for the Holy Spirit. And that's pretty much what we were just saying here, again, with Karen and was sharing here from John chapter 21. When you are ready to listen to me and trust me fully in all matters and all things, the time will come that you will experience that which you did not expect. That which you did not expect. Notice he uses the word trust. And the acronym for trust is to, this is thanks to Janine Jansmer, one of our teachers here. Janine gave us the acronym TRUST, to rely upon Spirit totally. Because while we're not relying upon Spirit totally, we really are not actually allowing the love of God to work through us. We're still holding on. We still got our fingertips on the ledge, kind of just in case I need some kind of control here. It's giving up all control, giving up all needs, because we have no needs. Literally, we have no needs. Right now, Reverend Wayne Stills, who I just spoke about, has his hand up. So we have another 4 or 5 minutes. Wayne, if you want to take this mic, please do.
Yes, I will be brief. I just wanted to say briefly that if the irony, I don't know if I'll call it irony, whatever you want to call it, if someone had told me 7 years ago when I first got into the course that that when I started listening together and started got into the course and was inspired to listen and get through the course, that I'd be doing for me, for others, and essentially for myself, and by teaching what people were doing for me by teaching 7 years later, I want to believe that it's amazing what God and what can do for you and through you. Here the 2 a.m. thing, 3 a.m. thing, seeing it not there and not now, but having it be there, even though it's hopefully it's just in the beginning stages. It's grown just in 1 week to just 8-9 people. When the first night it was nobody. So when 7 years ago it was 24/7, and it saved me, and now it's 7 years later I'm saving myself through others by teaching and having other people teach. It's just it's a crazy thing. I never would have expected it 7 years ago. I couldn't even get into a computer 7 years ago, no less me hosting one. So I just am very, 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 very grateful and quite surprised. That's all. God bless.
Okay, and that is Reverend Wayne Stills. He's here from midnight to 4 a.m, 6 days a week. It won't be on Saturday night. It'll be the other six evenings. And of course, if you're somewhere in the world, it's not the middle of the night. It's the middle of the afternoon, the middle of the morning, and you're the middle of the afternoon, in Asia, and evening maybe in New Zealand and Australia. Okay. I just want to finish with these notes that I just want to complete that first paragraph of John chapter 21, NTI John chapter 21. It says, "The light shall be one with you, and you shall be one with the light. The light shall be one with you, and you shall be one with the light. And you will not ask, how is it that this happened? You will not ask, for you will know it is your truth, and you are now seeing it because it is so." So the truth, which is changeless, it's always here. We won't ask because we are the light. I am the light. We are the equal, perfect children of God. We are the thoughts shared in the mind of God. That's what we share, is God's thoughts. We won't ask, how is this possible? Because all those questions are always of the ego. Well, why is this and why is that? Now, you don't ask anymore. Kind of reminds me of that wonderful lesson number 12. I'm upset because I see a meaningless world, which you can now interpret as, I'm upset because I see an insignificant world. And this is what it says in that lesson 12, one of the most famous, for me, lines in the Course. It says, "Why then should a meaningless world upset you? If you could accept this world as meaningless, as insignificant, and let the truth be written upon it for you, it would make you indescribably happy. It would make you indescribably happy because it is meaningless, you're impelled to write upon it what you would have it. It is this that you see in it. It is this that is meaningless in truth. Beneath your words is written the word of God. The truth upsets you now, but when your words have been erased, you will see his. This is the ultimate purpose of these exercises." And that reminds me of those waves that we see on the top of the ocean. Oh yes, sometimes they're turbulent waves, and sometimes they're very smooth waves, and sometimes, but they're all in symmetry. You notice that we're living in a sea of synchronicity, that everything is happening perfectly, because underneath those waves, whether they are crashing waves, or whether they're turbulent waves, or whether they are just soft, mellow waves, that doesn't really matter. When you dive deep, we're living in an ocean of love. We're living. That is our home. That is our home. But you cannot enter the home of love, which is our home, without remembering that I am the peace of God. So the goal of this course is never knowledge, it's never learning, it's never getting, it's only to remember the truth that I am, as God created, I am the peace of God. Okay, I want to thank everyone who has been here for this wonderful morning. It has been wonderful for me, and I hope for all that have joined, whether you're here in this room or listening on the radio. And we have a really full day ahead. We will be having right here, right now, Neil and Marie from the Portal House in Stuart, Florida, followed by Barb DeWater from Lake Oswego, then Oregon, of course. And then we have Rev. Julie Gillespie be here, I think, at 1 o'clock. We have a full day ahead. Our guest teacher tonight is Magdi M.B., who'll be speaking on non-duality. He invites all to ask questions. He loves questions. So please look at tonight, 8 to 9, Magdi M.B., as a question and answer period for you to ask questions. And we love Magdi's answers. And standing in for Regina tonight, she won't be here, Lynn Castaldo. Thank you so much, Lynn Castaldo, who'll be standing in at 7 o'clock. We will have Christopher Lee tonight doing the daily quote of the day, the contemplation. Lynn Johnson will be on at 9. Cheryl Valentine says she's going to be here with bells on. That was her way of saying she wants to take the whole hour. At 5 o'clock, Benny Silverman. I think you all know the rest of the schedule. Right here, right now, from the Portal House in Stuart, Florida, Marie and Neil, thank you so much. The mic is all yours.